The story about an overly demanding father who controls his home with an often cruel hand is the focus of a short film that takes place along the Kapiti coast of New Zealand during the 1970s and early 80s. In the movie called Run, a 12-year-old Samoan girl named Georgie and her 8-year-old brother Tom have creative talents but are stifled by a widowed father who frequently explodes with rage, often alcohol-fueled.
Have you been cheating, girl? Look up. Look up! Did you cheat?
No.
Did she, Tom? Don't you lie to me, boy. Tell me! You lying little bitch!
Georgie plays the piano and must face the stern approval of her father, who demands she repeatedly practice Beethoven's Fur Elise for a recital.
When you finish that, you come give me a hand, eh?
Tom likes to fool around with a small tape recorder and secretly tapes his sister's piano playing. She finds out. They argue. A framed picture of their deceased mother is shattered after it's knocked over, and the father explodes. As a form of discipline, he makes both his children jog several miles while he bicycles alongside and times them. This happens a lot. For Georgie, who is overweight, it is a kind of torture. Tom manages more easily, but still sees it as punishment. Bullying is also dished out by a young milk delivery boy while they run. But there is a kind of sweet revenge on the day of the piano recital when Georgie plays something of her own, completely unexpected, supplied at the last minute by her brother Tom. Their father is at first shocked and then proud to hear it. Mark Albiston directed Run and co-wrote the film with Louis Sutherland, upon whose childhood the story is loosely based. Sutherland played the role of the father. Sutherland and director Albiston are longtime friends. I spoke with Albiston, based in Wellington, who told me the story was influenced by the cultural tensions they both experienced while growing up on New Zealand's Kapiti coast.
In New Zealand, during the time that the film was set, we had a big immigration influx into New Zealand of Samoan Islands and other islanders from the islands into New Zealand to join our workforce, to man our factories, and it was quite a tense time. There were a number of workers that all sort of came from the islands to New Zealand, and I don't think New Zealand was quite ready for that. You know, not long after they all came over to New Zealand, they started closing down factories, and there were too many workers in New Zealand for the amount of work that there was. And so there was a lot of racial tension in New Zealand in and around that time. And Louis's parents were one of the first sort of bicultural marriages between a white European man and a Samoan woman. So there was a lot of tension within Louis's family at that time because we were making a short film, and we decided to just look at what it would be like if Louis just had, or, you know, the character of Tom in the film only had one parent. But the original story came from that tension of having two parents that were a bicultural mix.
What was it like to grow up along the Kapiti coast, and do you have a different view of it now?
The Kapiti coast was a small little village coastal town. There weren't many people living there when we were growing up. It was sort of like an overflow from the city. Half of it were populated by little beachside batches, and the other half was sort of the start of the urban sprawl. And being out of the city, there was a lot of sort of, I suppose, small-mindedness or local-mindedness. At the time, there was a real uniqueness about being of colour in our neighbourhood. The father in the film, he loves his son and he wants the best for his family, and he's pushing his daughter and his son to be the best that they can be. And that creates a lot of tension in the film because young people aren't ready for that pressure.
Was the Samoan community treated well while you were growing up?
You know, I think we're quite accepting of other cultures in New Zealand, but when there was a big influx of island workers back in the early 70s, I think there's always going to be a bit of friction.
There is an interesting use of natural sounds in the movie, especially of running, obviously. But is it more than just advancing the action of the film?
Yeah, the rhythm of running was really important in that film. Obviously, the piano was really important, the musicality of the whole film. It worked so well within the movie, and the music that she had created herself represented the fact that the children are brilliant when they're left to their own devices. When they do create for themselves, they can create something far more powerful and interesting than, I suppose, drilling kids to be excellent at something that's already been pigeonholed for them. I suppose where we were going with the film, where all of these constraints and pressures that you put on children don't allow them to fulfill their dreams or solve problems in their own way.
Do you think the story of Run resonates in other parts of Asia, and have you had any reaction over the years?
It just seems to resonate with people, and I think because of the spirit in the film. You know, it's about the little guy standing up to his biggest fear. And I think the world is full of fears, and often we get kicked back by them, and we know what it's like to lose to our fears. And so when we stand up to our fears and we can conquer them, you know, that gives everyone hope, and I think that's the heart of the film. Whether it's about race or whether it's about constraints that are put on kids to not be themselves, you know, which is what's happening with the daughter in the film, you know, is that if you stand up for yourself, if you do what you believe in, if you push the boundaries, then you can become something that is greater than what's expected of you and lead the way.
Albiston's film, a Palme d'Or runner-up at the Cannes Film Festival in 2007, effectively reflects bitterness and dark moods, contrasted with bright New Zealand light and a spirit of redemption. The movie offers a slice of life in an unusual setting that shows how strained relationships can be overcome, not always with patience, but a rude awakening. You can see it for yourself at www.nzonscreen/run. I'm Ray Kugel.